Snoop Dogg and D.I.
Guess who's back?
Still doing this, Andre.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into another team preview here for the 2024 season. Today we'll be doing the LA Chargers. So welcome in. I'm Eric Vanek. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. And as always, joined by Koopa. So let's get into the Chargers here. The new head coach, Jim Harbaugh, coming over from college. He brings in Greg Roman as his offense coordinator. And some of the key players who left this year. So obviously Austin Eckler is gone. Josh Kelly is gone. Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are gone. Tight end Gerald Everett, he's gone. So a lot of big heavy hitters that was pretty much a lot of this offense last year is gone. So targets, vacated air yards, 395 targets, 2,672 air yards will be missing from this offense this year that they need to replace. So go ahead and start us off here with the quarterbacks, Koopa.
Yeah, so quarterback, we've got Justin Herbert. Last season, he had a PFF grade of 85.5 with 11th. That made him 11th out of 38 eligible quarterbacks. I think he is one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and it's just a matter of he just needs to have the team around him. And we heard from all the key players who left, like, this offense, basically everyone that he was – that you would have thought of as his top players last year is now gone. I think the best returning player for him is Joshua Palmer, who, when you entered the season, he was the number three wide receiver. They also have Easton Stick, who's been a backup on the team since like 2019 or something like that. He's stuck around a long while, and just the fact that he's stuck around that long makes me think that he's going to be on the team again this year. They also drafted Max Duggan in the seventh round in 2023. He ended up being a practice squad guy for most of the year. And then they also signed a UDFA of Casey Bauman out of Augustana. I don't know anything about him other than that he's on the Chargers. I'd never even heard of him until I was reading through this before we talked about doing this episode. So I fully see Herbert and Easton Stick making the roster, and we'll see what, since it's an entirely new regime here, if they decide to just keep two quarterbacks or whether they decide to keep a third. But I'm pretty confident that it's going to be Herbert is the number one and Stick is the backup.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that, with Herbert, Stick, and Max Duggan. Probably keep two. I mean, they might keep three. It just depends on this new regime, how they want to do it. But, I mean, Easton Stick is fucking terrible. Max Duggan's not much better either. So they really need to find a backup here to go with them. Like, the best one available is Tannehill. I don't know if Tannehill would want to come here to be the backup, but we'll see. On to the running backs now. So obviously this running back room has completely changed as well. They brought in J.K. Dobbins, who's familiar with Greg Roman. He's coming off an Achilles tear, though, so I'm not interested in Dobbins. I don't want him on any of my teams. Gus Edwards, who I think is going to be the starter for most of the year. He also knows Greg Roman's offense. PFF grade of 73.7. He was 28th of 59 last year. And, like, there's nothing special about Gus Edwards, but he just always gets the damn job done. So very interested in him this year, especially on a team that's going to run the ball quite a bit. Kamani Vidal, one of the hot rookies that a lot of people have been drafting this year. He's a 2024 sixth-round pick that they brought in. Isaiah Spiller is still here, a 2022 fourth round pick. Elijah Dotson, a UDFA from last year, and Jarrett Patterson, the former Washington running back that's kind of bounced around there a little bit. So they kept four on the initial 53 last year. I'm guessing it probably going to be the same this year as well, but even though it's a new regime, I think Dobbins, Edwards, Kamani Vidal, and I think one of Spiller or Elijah Dotson is going to make the team. I'm kind of interested to see how Spiller fits into this team. Like, kind of seems like a guy that Harbaugh might like. Maybe he can get the best out of him. But if it doesn't happen, like, this year, he's already pretty much a roster clogger as it is. But this is definitely his last shot, especially with a team that likes to run the ball. Some quick highlights here, though, on Kamani Vidal. Overall, Vidal isn't the most dynamic in the open field, but his contact balance, run power, pass pro skills will appeal to a team searching for an instinctive between the tackles back. He will have a chance to earn a rotational spot in camp. He is one of the best pass blocking running backs in this draft, so that is huge too. He'll probably play on some third downs as well. And then, you know, he's kind of like another Gus Edwards, like contact power, run power, pass blocking is solid. So he's kind of just like another one in that mold. His PFF grade last year was 92.4, 295 carries, 1,661 yards, 14 touchdowns, 18 catches on 22 targets for 200 yards, 86 grade in a zone scheme, 91.8 in gap, 1,056 yards after contact, which was second in the nation, and 94 missed tackles forced, which was second in the nation. And he had 19 carries of 15 plus yards last year. So Vidal is definitely one of the rookies that everybody's kind of been drafting, taking him in like the third round all the time. Very interested to see what he can do this year. What are your thoughts here on the running backs, Koopa?
Yeah, so Dobbins and Edwards is just, to me, is simply a, hey, Greg Roman went here. They just completely gutted the offense, and then they went to free agency and said, who should we get? And Greg Roman said, well, I know how to make a running game with Dobbins and Edwards because I did it for multiple years in Baltimore. And so then they just signed them both. I think that Gus Edwards, I agree with you, like just watching him for so many years, he's just somebody that he's going to get you exactly what you need and nothing more. And so that's what they are trying to do with their running game, and it's what Greg Roman's offenses like to do. Is they just like to run the football a ton, and all they need is to just to keep moving forward. Gus Edwards has done a good job with that, and I think Kamani Vidal can come in and continue and be a part of that room. I am worried, as you were saying, J.K. Dobbins coming off that Achilles. I don't know how effective he's necessarily going to be, so we'll have to see. It was also he tore his Achilles, and I think it was the year before he tore an ACL. So like we haven't seen him in a little while. And Isaiah Spiller was someone that he was drafted in the fourth round in 2022, and then we just never saw him. Like he just didn't appear. He didn't. Like, he was on the team, but we never saw him on the field.
He couldn't beat out Josh Kelly, yeah.
And so the fact that he couldn't do that, like, the only way I could see him potentially even making this 53-man roster is if he ends up fitting this kind of scheme better. Like, maybe the fact that, okay, he was trying to beat out Austin Ekeler and Joshua Kelly. Well, both of those guys are a little bit more, like, coming out of the backfield, maybe do a bunch of screens, do a bunch of there are more of shifty guys that are gonna like bounce around a little bit. Maybe he was just a downhill runner kind of guy, and the Chargers system couldn't handle that. So if that's the case, and maybe he's a little closer to the Gus Edwards mold, he'll be able to continue to make the team. But if he is not able to make the team, I think that's probably his NFL career over, because he's shown that he can't make two completely different kinds of systems. Elijah Dotson, he had a little bit of an appearance last year, I think it was. Like, not anything significant, but I think he was, like, in on a couple games where, like, he got some amount of carries. But realistically, I don't know whether that means that he's good or whether they were just trying him out or what. And Jarrett Patterson, I don't know where he's been since, like, a couple years ago. He was on the, I guess they were probably still the Redskins at the time. And then he was still with them. And then I kind of lost track of where he was. And now he's popping up on the Chargers team. I think he's just a body that ends up getting cut at the end of training camp when you need to cut down rosters.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So on to the wide receivers now. So Josh Palmer is the main guy right now. PFF grade is 67.6, 63rd of 128. Ladd McConkey, who they drafted in the second round. Quentin Johnston, who they drafted in the first round in 2023, his PFF grade was 58.9, 94th of 128, so a terrible rookie season. DJ Chark, his PFF grade was 60, 89th of 128. Darius Davis, 2023 fourth round pick, still there. Brendan Rice, who they drafted in the seventh round this year. Cornelius Johnson, who they also drafted in the seventh round this year. Michigan guy that Harbaugh knows. Simi Fehoko, just kind of been around a couple years with the Cowboys and now the Chargers. Jalen Gill, a 2024 UDFA from Fresno State. Leon Johnson, a UDFA out of Oklahoma State. And Jalen Johnson, a UDFA out of East Carolina. So this team last year kept five on their initial 53-man roster. I think this year it's probably going to be Palmer. It's going to be McConkey, Quentin Johnston, DJ Chark. I think those four are locks. Darius Davis is probably a lock as a fifth guy. And if they keep a six, it's probably going to be Brendan Rice or Cornelius Johnson to see for that last spot. I think the upper hand probably goes to Cornelius Johnson just because Harbaugh knows him. But I think Brendan Rice is the better player if they do keep six. Some highlights on Ladd real quick. So McConkey's size and vulnerability to injuries aren't ideal, but he is a sudden, skilled route runner and uses synchronized shake to tie defensive backs in knots. He is a quarterback-friendly target with the inside-outside versatility to be a quality number two option for an NFL offense. So 82.6 was his PFF grade last year. Did miss some time last year, so his numbers are a little underwhelming, but he had 30 catches for 37 targets, 483 yards. He averaged 16.1 yards per catch and only two touchdowns. He played on 150 pass snaps last year. 32 were in the slot, 118 were out wide. 60.1 versus man coverage. I figured that would be a little bit better. So hopefully that gets a little bit better in the NFL. Two drops, 6.3 was his yak, 12.2 ADOT, three deep catches for 103 yards, and eight catches from the slot for 115. And then real quickly on Brendan Rice. So overall, Rice must continue working on the finer points to beat press and get open versus NFL corners. But he has the size, speed, athleticism, and hand-eye coordination to become a better pro than college player. He projects as a backup X to Z receiver with down-the-road starting potential. His grades last year were 78.1, 45 catches on 70 targets, 791 yards, 12 touchdowns, 326 pass snaps, 41 were in the slot, 283 out wide, 77.6 versus man coverage, really, really nice. Two drops, 5.2 was his yak, 15.1 ADOT last year, 8 for 352 on deep balls, and 5 for 93 in the slot there. What are your thoughts here on the wide receivers, Koopa?
Yeah, so the wide receivers, when you look at them from a fantasy sense, I think that they are collectively being underrated. So the wide receivers are, they're, Ladd McConkey is wide receiver 51, Joshua Palmer wide receiver 61, Quentin Johnston wide receiver 65, and then they have Brendan Rice at wide receiver 96. But if you look at the spoiler, the best tight end is tight end 41, so they don't matter at all in terms of projections. But then Justin Herbert is quarterback 15. If he's going to be quarterback 15, I can tell you right now, Justin Herbert is not getting quarterback 15 off of rushing the ball. So he's throwing it. And somebody needs to catch those balls enough that somebody's going to be a top 50 wide receiver off this team. I personally think Joshua Palmer is the guy to do it. Joshua Palmer, and he's already been with Herbert for a few years now, and we've seen that he is able to do decently when he filled in for when Mike Williams was hurt, when Keenan Allen was hurt, etc. Like, he can come in and he can absorb a lot of those targets from Justin Herbert. And so I think that Joshua Palmer is being very underrated in terms of what he could do this coming year for the Chargers. And then we'll see how Ladd McConkey comes on. Like, he might come on better than we thought, and he ends up being a usable piece. And then you have those two usable wide receivers out of this team. Right now, if you were going off of a top 50 wide receiver threshold, and you were just using the Fantasy Pros expert consensus rankings, you would say you want zero wide receivers on this team. And to me, that just seems too ridiculously low with the fact that Justin Herbert is as good as he is. Talking about who might make the team here, Joshua Palmer, Ladd McConkey, Quentin Johnston, I feel like are complete locks. DJ Chark is like a 95% lock, and Darius Davis the same way. Darius Davis is, spoiler, the kick returner and punt returner for this team, and he's darn good at both of them. So I think he's on the team. And then I heard a very interesting argument for Cornelius Johnson the other week, which was that the Chargers are looking at probably trying to run the Michigan system. And the Michigan system relied on having a strong, big-bodied wide receiver, of which the Joshua Palmer, the Ladd McConkey, DJ Chark definitely are not. Quentin Johnston has kind of struggled to perform at the NFL level. And who at Michigan was that big-bodied wide receiver? That was Cornelius Johnson. And so what better wide receiver to play the Cornelius Johnson role in the NFL than Cornelius Johnson? And so that was the argument for him. That could be how he ends up making this team, is just he fills a role on this offense that they keep in mind that this new regime has zero loyalty to Quentin Johnston. They were not the ones that drafted him with that first round pick. So if they think he's bad and that he should not be like the If he is really, really horrible, he could potentially miss the team. I don't think he's that bad. But if he is bad, like I could see Cornelius Johnson potentially being a guy that takes a role over Quentin Johnston in this offense.
On to the tight end. So Hayden Hurst is the current starter right now. PFF grade of 44.7, 68 of the 72. He did sign for very cheap. So I was looking at the contracts here while you were talking. 1.125 is his salary this year. None of it is guaranteed. We did see he had some concussion and memory issues last year. So who even knows if Hayden Hurst can play? But he does have some upside here. He does know the offense, being with Greg Roman in Baltimore when he first started his career. So I am interested in him a little bit. Will Disley, though, they did bring in. They paid him pretty good money. He's got $1 million guaranteed, which is the most. I mean, if you combine all the other tight ends, he has the most guaranteed money. So I think Will Disley has a chance to at least be the starter. And then like super deep best ball leagues, like if you just need that, like I'm in a draft right now and I just took him in like round 25 where there's no rookies drafted yet either. So I took him pretty late and I might have the starting tight end for the Chargers. So if Disley could take that over, he might not have a very productive season, but I'm sure he'll probably end up in my starting lineup a time or two. So Disley is interesting. Donald Parham Jr. is still there. 59.7 last year was his grade, 36 of 72. That's a bigger tight end. He had his own concussion issues last year. We'll see if Harbaugh wants him, but obviously they brought in Hurst and Disley and a couple UDFAs here. We'll see what happens if Parham even makes the team. Stone Smart, who's been there for a couple years, and then Zach Hines, a 2024 UDFA out of South Dakota State, who I kind of like coming into the draft, but obviously he went undrafted. So not something I'm super interested in, but I will keep an eye on him. They kept four tight ends on this team last year. I think it's probably going to be three this year, probably with Hurst, Disley, and Parham, but it could be four, and they probably keep Stone Smart if they did that. Yeah, what are your thoughts here on the tight ends, Cuba?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be four. I think from what it, how I saw that how they use Stone Smart, they probably actually I keep forgetting this is a new regime, so who knows whether Stone Smart makes the team, and how he fits into the new Harbaugh Roman system. But I definitely see Hurst, Parham, and Disley making it. I personally think Disley is probably. Like I would say he's probably the number one tight end, just in terms of I feel like he fits the more blocking heavy system that is probably going to be implemented here. And that Hayden Hurst is a little bit more of the like blocking slash receiving tight end. And so but I think ultimately it's going to be a little bit more of a hey, you don't really want any of these guys in fantasy. I mean, right now they're the best one is Donald Parham Jr. ranked as tight end 41, and then Hurst is at 44, and then Disley's at 53. Like I don't think I want any of these guys except for in a best ball tight end premium. Like, I just need bodies to throw at this and just see kind of what happens. But I don't even see the ceiling for any of these guys being something that you would care about in a lineup league. It's not like what we were talking about with the Raiders where like, hey, Brock Bowers is undervalued, but he might have a be able to put up a season where like you actually care about him. Like, I don't think any of these guys, you're going to care about them except for if you're playing a tight ends don't matter strategy. And if you're doing that, you just pick them up off waivers during the season when you need them.
I agree with that. Offensive line here. So they were ranked 16th last year. And Rashawn Slater was their best guy. He finished with an 84.7 pass blocking grade, which ranked fourth among offensive tackles last year. So that was good to see. His overall grade, though, was 76.6, which was 17th of 81. So I want to see him get a little bit better there in the run game, and he's going to need to. The backup is a guy they just signed today, actually, while we were recording this. So Alex Leatherwood, right now he's going to be probably the swing tackle, left tackle, right tackle backup. Probably can play some guard, too. So a versatile piece that they just signed. Left guard starter is Zion Johnson, a 2022 first-round pick. His PFF grade last year was 57.6, 44th of 79, and Brendan James is his backup. Corey Linsley, he missed a lot of last year, so he doesn't have any grades. He's a veteran center that's going to be in there. I think that'll help out Zion Johnson and their other guards as well. Right guard right now, his backup is Bradley Bozeman. The PFF grade last year is 62.2, which was 21st of 36 among centers. Right guard is Jamari Saylor, PFF grade of 54.2, 56th of 79. And the backup is Jordan McFadden, a 2023 fifth round pick. And then right tackle is the 2024 first rounder that they selected at fifth overall and Joe Alt. Some highlights on Alt. Overall, Alt stays light on his feet with big man agility, body control, and instinctive recovery skills to become a high-level NFL run blocker and above-average pass protector very early in his NFL career. He projects as a first-year scheme versatile starter with a pedigree to become a cornerstone player for an NFL franchise. He is Jake Matthews and Nate Solder's body, according to Brugler. His backup is Trey Pipkins, who's been there for a couple years. His PFF grade last year was 62.8, which is 50th of 81, so not great. Probably designed to be a backup here. So kick returner, punt returner is pretty easy. I'll let you go ahead and handle that, Koopa.
Yeah, Darius Davis, both kick returns and punt returns. He did all of them for the Chargers last year, and he did a real good job at it. I don't see that there's going to be any reason for him not to be that this coming year. And that's the reason I was like, yeah, he'll probably be on this team as one of those wide receivers, like in the fifth, sixth range. He's not a great wide receiver necessarily, but he makes up his value on special teams to absolutely be that guy in that fifth or sixth wide receiver role.
Yeah, so, I mean, overall, you know, thoughts here on the Chargers. It's going to be a completely different offense than what we're used to. I don't see any Justin Herbert 5,000-yard passing seasons incoming anytime soon. But I think he's still going to be probably a back-end quarterback one. I think there's probably going to be some weeks where he's going to be really disappointing for you. Running backs, I think it's going to be Gus Edwards, and I really think Vidal is going to fit in here. I don't trust J.K. Dobbins. He's going to have to prove it to me. I won't be drafting him. I won't have him on any of my teams. If he's going to beat me, then so be it. But I think Gus Edwards and Vidal are two guys I definitely want to invest in, especially with how much this team wants to run the ball and this coaching staff wants to run the ball. I think Gus Edwards and Vidal are like almost must-haves this year, especially at the cheap price you're going to be able to get them at. Wide receivers, I really like McConkey. I think he's going to definitely become one of Herbert's favorites. If Palmer can stay healthy, I think Palmer should do a decent job. I really like DJ Chark still. I think he still has some talent. Like, he hasn't been like the greatest NFL receiver, but he had a couple years there with Jacksonville where he was pretty good. He had a couple decent games there with Detroit as well. Quentin Johnston, I'm almost like completely out on. I just don't see it, especially now on a team that doesn't want to throw the ball. So we'll see what happens there with Johnson, but I don't have any of him in any of my leagues, so I've been completely out. Tight ends, and we kind of went over that already. I think if you follow the money, it's Disley, and I think Hayden Hurst has a little bit of upside as a chance there. What are your final thoughts here on the Chargers?
Yeah, I think that realistically, some of these wide receivers are going to be useful on your team. Justin Herbert is good enough that he's going to elevate somebody or potentially two guys. But look out for this running back room. You're going to get some useful running backs out of it. I think Gus Edwards is the prime candidate to at least be the guy at the beginning of the season, and we'll see whether that sticks as the season goes on. But I would not discount Josh Palmer either. I see a lot of people passing over him, and looking at the new young sexy Ladd McConkey, and I think Josh Palmer, he's been there a while, but he already has that familiarity with Justin Herbert, and I can see that being a huge factor in how well he does this coming season.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, so that is going to be it for the Chargers and the AFC West for this week, guys. Tune in next week. We will start the NFC side of things, and it will be the NFC East. So looking forward to that. Koopa, thanks for doing this again, man, and we'll see you guys next week.